seeks a variance from the corner front yard setback requirement for an existing structure, section 115-42 and 115-182 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located at the northwest corner of Mississippi Drive and Plantation Park Drive. The 911 address is 37291 Mississippi Drive in Frankfort. The zoning district is GR. The tax map is District 134, Map 16, Parcel 260.01. Zero letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and two mail return. The applicant is seeking a 1.6-foot variance from the 15-foot quarter front yard setback requirement for an existing manufactured home.
Good evening.
Hi there.
Mr. Sharp will swear you in.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record, please?
Donald Broderick II, 772 Strasburg Pike, Strasburg, Pennsylvania, 17579.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Yep, thank you. All right. I'm basically here representing my company, Superior Homes, and the customer, William and Deanna Akis. I originally purchased this property that had a old mobile home on it in Plantation Park over in Frankfort. And we removed the mobile home, and we have a sales center over here in Georgetown, 25151 DuPont Boulevard, Georgetown, Delaware. And I had this piece of property available, and we had the customer pick out a model, and we ended up getting a building permit through Sussex County, and we had staked it out, went by the setbacks, and we ended up installing the footers for the new manufactured home. And of course, we ordered the home, we delivered it, we set it, we completed it. And Mr. and Mrs. Akis had sold their home in Pennsylvania, and they had contacted Parsons and Ocean View for their settlement with me, and they requested a survey, because most customers want a survey to see where the property lines and everything else are. And we, they had contacted us, Parsons had contacted us and the customer, and said that we were in the right of way of 20 inches. So somebody had moved the one corner, and we installed everything, the foundation, the block wall, everything ready to move in, and this had come up, and that's why we're here tonight seeking the 20 inches that we need. They do have a 50-foot right-of-way, which, of course, we are the setback's 15 foot from the right-of-way to the corner of the home, and we need 20 inches. So want me to show you?
Does that complete your presentation?
Yes.
Okay, I'm sure we'll have some questions.
Okay.
So it's you're saying that someone moved the stake from the original
the
survey?
The one corner, because we were right on there, and we do our own footers and things like that, and our guy went out, did everything, brought the home in, completed everything, and again, we did not find out until they went out and did another survey at the end and saw that we were 20 inches. The county didn't go out. It was the surveyor that the Parsons had hired for the customer.
So who set the stakes?
Originally, we did.
In the picture I see, you have a property flag. And then I see some space in between the grass into the pavement of the road. It looks like from, I might not be 100% sure, but it looks like Plantation Drive.
Uh-huh.
How far, do you have an approximation of how much it is from the actual property line to Plantations Drive? Approximate.
Can I ask Jason?
He would have to come up.
Jason, can you come up, please?
Can you state your name and address for the record, please?
Jason Weisenberg, 29046 Legacy Lane, South Legacy Lane, Laurel, Delaware.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to do, you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
So from that property line that I see in that picture to Plantations Drive, you got an approximation?
The 50-foot right-of-way and then the 13-foot four, you're at about 60, 63 feet around there. From the edge of the road to the corner of the house.
Okay, 63 feet, you said?
What about from the property line?
From the property line, if you minus the actual, let me look at this. If you minus the right-of-way, it's gonna be at 13 foot 4 inches.
The set of steps shown in the picture,
would
they need to be included in this?
From my understanding, we can encroach, as long as it doesn't have a roof over, we can encroach 4 feet over the BRL, okay, as long as it don't have that roof.
We're talking about 3 square feet of this corner of this home, probably
right
in violation total.
Correct.
And one of the requirements is that it's, there's some uniqueness to the property, and I realize this is just a stake and a pretty small one, but it is kind of a uniquely shaped lot also.
Right. And I think another issue is if we were to push the house kind of back, you know, too much further, we would be over top of like utilities, water lines that come through there, and the electric, things of that.
Is the house in an HOA or in the park? Everybody's in acceptance of where it's placed?
Yeah, it really improved, especially the corner. We have a sign out there and a lot of calls. And my home is right on Mississippi, which is about 8 houses down because I'm from Pennsylvania. And pretty much, I have my business. Member of Plantation. He's right next door, Richard Williams. Very happy. Folks that are moving in there.
Looking at this photo, I want to clarify your testimony, Mr. Weisenberg. You had said it is about 60 feet from the edge of paving to the front property line. I'm looking at a picture here. I don't know if you've seen that.
Yes.
And I see appears to be a flag there.
Yep.
Is that the corner of the property?
So that's the if I may step over.
Yeah, you could go up there.
So this right here is about where this flag is.
Okay, so that. All right, so I thought that may be the case. Now, I'm going to say this. That does not look like it's, I mean, if it doesn't look like there's 50, it doesn't look like there's 50 feet from the property line to the road.
Yeah.
Would it be safe to say that it looks to be some distance, perhaps, from the edge of paving to the road, to the property line?
It's close to 60 feet.
From the edge of, from the edge.
Edge of here, I mean, if you add the 50-foot right-of-way.
No. So I think you may be mistaken. The 50-foot right-of-way is the area the road can fit in. What we're asking is, how far is that corner of the prop, the edge of the property there, the property line?
From here?
To the edge of the paving of the road?
Oh, probably about 20 feet.
Okay, so really...
33 feet.
Okay, all right, that's what I wanted to know. I didn't think 60 feet.
Yeah.
Looking at this, didn't seem to jive, so I just want to make sure we're clear there. Is there any traffic impact with having that close to the corner like it is? It's not going to affect any visibility or anything that you're aware of?
No.
Any complaints that you've received?
No, we kept it pretty much...
We can catch on the mic better if you're closer to the microphone, sorry.
Yeah, Richard Williams' house would be...
His house would be right in here.
So lot...
It's a rancher.
Lot 36.
So we kept it in line. This is his house here, so we kept it in line with his, just so it, I mean, when you're coming down the street, they're, you know, not one's way out or way in, just like all these are like in line, and we in line that one there, but there's nothing...
There's nothing that on that road, view-wise, turning or anything like that, so...
And I'm guessing this is a lightly traveled road?
Yeah, there's not many cars on that road, because Mississippi, there's another at the other end, so yes, it's not many cars at all there.
And is there a septic system on this property?
It's county sewer.
Okay.
Own well.
All right, so those utilities, though, are on the north side of the property away from you?
Correct.
All right, very good. I have no further questions. Thank you.
Thank you.
Any other questions from the board? Okay. Is there anyone present who is in favor of case number 13214? Is there anyone present who is in opposition of case number 13214? There are no further questions from the board. I will close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case number 13214 for Donald Broadwick for the requested variance pending a final written decision based upon the record made during this public hearing for the following reasons. The property has unique physical conditions as it was set according to a property mistake in a property line marker. An exceptional practical difficulty is due to such condition. Due to such physical circumstances or conditions, there is no possibility that the property can be developed in strict conformity with the Sussex County zoning code, and the variance is therefore necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. The exceptional practical difficulty has not been created by the applicant. The variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood nor substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use or development of adjacent properties nor be detrimental to public welfare. The variance represents the minimum variances necessary to afford relief and represents the least modification of regulation at issue.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Mr. Kingery?
Aye.
Dr. Hitchens?
Aye.
Mr. McClure?
Aye.
Mr. Levengood?
Aye.
And I too. So with a vote of 5-0, case number 13214 has been approved.
We appreciate, Ram. Yeah, we appreciate it.
Appreciate you coming as the contractor.
Yeah, we appreciate it, and the customer will be very happy and relieved, so they've been stressing about this, so we appreciate it very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a good evening.